The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
So let me begin with a riddle. It is the third biggest reason for road accidents in India, after overspeeding and lane indiscipline. You know what I'm talking about, Sunit?
Taking a selfie while driving?
That's a good guess, but no, it's alcohol. As a country, we have a curious relationship with alcohol. And some of that played out over the last 2 weeks.
You mean the crowds outside the liquor shops, right, Ajay?
Yeah, but also the reason for those crowds. India doesn't sell alcohol in most supermarkets or grocery stores, unlike other countries. And everything that is not sold in grocery stores was non-essential and shut for weeks.
In most states, you will have to go to a government-owned outlet, right? Most governments take a moralistic position on alcohol, but only the government will sell it.
Yeah. I mean, some degree of regulation does make sense because there are downsides to unsafe drinking, road accidents, for example. But is regulating the same as selling it? Should only the government sell it? Last week, the Delhi government even started issuing e-tokens. Maharashtra has started home delivery of alcohol. And despite all this posturing on alcohol, the pandemic has shown that states are desperate to sell it.
It's because tax on alcohol is a cash cow, right? How much was it? Rupees 2 trillion last year?
Yeah, to give a sense of scale, that's about 10% of the government of India's annual budget. The alcohol money goes to the states, though, because it's a form of sales tax. But that's how much they earn collectively, about 2.25 trillion rupees.
It's like a whole other economy within our economy, the booze economy.
Yeah, and that's why I called up Avinash at How India Lives. It's a website for public data, and I thought he might have some insights about the booze economy. I had so many questions. How much alcohol does an Indian drink, for instance? Do we drink more or less than other countries? Or which Indian states are desperately dependent on tax revenues from alcohol?
Well, as we discovered, 4 states collect over rupees 20,000 crore from taxes on the sale of liquor. Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra and Telangana.
But clearly, Sunit, the most interesting part was the state-wise consumption pattern. The National Family Health Survey actually asked this question on alcohol use. And guess what? India's alcohol landscape is tilted to the east.
Apparently, a huge chunk of the population in the Northeast India drinks. And they drink even more than the usual suspects. Kerala, or Karnataka, or Punjab. People in Telangana also drink a lot. But that matches with the revenue from alcohol sales data.
And most of these drinkers are men. According to the NFHS, nearly a third of the men in the 15 to 49 age bracket drink. Guess what the proportion for women is? Just 1.2%. In only 2 states does it exceed 10%, Sikkim and Arunachal. No wonder all those pictures we saw of the queues outside liquor stores were full of mostly men.
Yeah, and some of it obviously has to do with stigma and gender disparities. Women are probably not openly admitting that they drink when a surveyor comes to their home.
Yeah, true, you're right. And this hiding away from a key part of our economy and daily life has consequences. As a country, we have never managed to have a serious conversation on safe drinking because we just won't admit we drink in the first place.
Absolutely. We've basically dealt with alcohol by making it harder to access or by imposing a tax. You see huge crowds, and what does Delhi do? Impose a 70% special corona fee.
And that is probably how taxing alcohol actually began, right? As a sin good, maybe with the right intentions to regulate drinking. But we now have enough scientific literature that says this idea is nonsense and taxation will never adequately regulate alcohol consumption.
Right. According to Avinash, a recent study from 2017 essentially says drinkers are not very responsive to price change. In the meantime, states have gotten addicted to this source of revenue.
Yeah, a form of tax which was never meant to be an actual source of revenue. Merely a sin tax. And we are stuck in the place we are, with the government deciding when and how much we can drink.
You know, we keep talking about deregulating the economy in so many other sectors. Maybe the state should just get out of alcohol sales. Then we can have a realistic conversation on regulation and safe drinking. So I've got a feeling that's never going to happen.
Right. Things are actually moving in the opposite direction. In Tamil Nadu, where I come from, the government's monopoly was restricted to liquor wholesale till 2003. And then they decided they'll control retail sales too. You know what happened? Alcohol tax inflows jumped 10 times to 30,000 crore. Instead of controlling less, states now want to control more parts of the alcohol economy.
And COVID-19 may only make this intricate link between alcohol and our economy stronger.
Oh, I will drink to that, Sunit.
Sure. Hopefully we can meet soon at a safe social distance and have a beer. That'll help drive away the lockdown blues. Oh, and if you're listening to this podcast, I hope you found your own coping strategies to deal with the whole new world that we are living in. Stay safe and cheers to everyone.
You have been listening to The Signal in the Noise, with me being the signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram on @HTSmartcast. Or you can also reach out to us personally
at Sunit Arora
and at AJ Axiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
Hi, I'm HT Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.